Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, that hasn't just been a solid Monday for the Straits Times Index. It's been a fairly impressive quarter for the local Singapore equity benchmark here in Singapore. The STI, in fact, rising by 0.5% at today's session to 3,175 and up by almost 11.7% since the start of the year. And this is enough to see the STI not just beat many indices across the Asia-Pacific region, but also other major indices across the world. In fact, the sentiment, at least, has turned a lot more positive for what some people are calling the comeback kid in terms of global equities. Well, to help us recap what's been a fairly impressive first quarter for Singaporean equities, and to also tell us whether or not he thinks the positivity will continue into the next quarter, we're joined today on Money FM 89.3 by Mr. Terence Wong, the CEO of Azure Capital. He's joined us on the line to share with us his thoughts over what impressed him the most for markets here in the first 3 months of 2021. Terence, thanks for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still good in good health and safe during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Monday.
Great evening, JP.
All right. So, you know, Terence, around this time at the end of February, actually, the STI was just struggling to breach 3,000. And in March, we're now seeing dreams of 3,200. We're about 25 points off of that level. And also a first quarter performance that's trumping the rest of the region. Are you surprised at how quickly sentiment seems to have improved for local markets, especially stocks here in Singapore this year? Share with us your thoughts over what you made about the solid performance for the STI in the first 3 months of this year.
Well, I know it's such a cliche, right, JP, but you know what a difference a year makes. Last March, all of us were struggling, and it was like all hell broke loose as we plummeted to decade lows. But this March, it was a totally different story. As you correctly pointed out, the sentiments are being driven to, you know, a multi-month high. And I'm not surprised, given that sentiment on local markets has always been driven predominantly by external events. Globally, most sectors have already turned the corner, and that's quite clear. Even the much-battered hospitality and aviation sectors. And we're seeing the beginning of the end as multiple vaccines are being pushed out, are being distributed to most geographies globally. Rising U.S. 10-year yields, which are causing markets to roller coaster a little bit, largely attributable to an improving U.S. economy, which is good. And another boost to the local sentiment will be the earnings resilience of blue chips. Earnings last year were hit. They were bashed down, but not by as much as what analysts were really expecting. This year, we'll likely see the blue chips beat expectations, and that will be, again, positive for markets as companies continue to fire on multiple cylinders. Though I'll be a little bit wary about, jitters and pullbacks along the way.
Of course, there are always potential potholes on the road to 3,200 or even further there. But Terence, another thing that was very interesting to note was there seems to be a rotation of some sorts on the Straits Times Index. When I last checked the top gainers and top losers, recent laggards like Jardine Strategic and Singapore Airlines outperformed most of their blue chip counterparts along with Yangtze Chang Shipbuilding. I believe they're still among the top three performers on the STI. And on the flip side, you see Mapletree Industrial, Keppel DC REIT, which were among 2020's best, lagging behind. Do you think that this is a sign of a rotation within the STI? And if so, how much room does this have left to go if there is a rotation currently underway?
There's definitely a rotation, and it's really a sign of the times. Last year, it was all about tech guys, the glove guys, and it was not reflected on the STI. So if you are just like looking at the STI, you'll see, the market is very, very muted. There's no excitement. But then if you look at the glove guys, or the MedTech, which does PPE, they're up like multiple times, 5 times, 10 times, even 20 times, right? And we're not talking about 10-20%, we're talking about 10-20 times. Some of the tech guys have also done well, surging by anywhere between 50 and 100%. Again, these guys are not, these stocks are not on the STI, they don't form the component. But looking at the component stocks right now, I believe that many of them are the value stocks. And given that STI is predominantly a value index, last year the rise was very muted and we were one of the worst performing indices globally, also because of the fact that we are value. This year, I think the turnaround will come in for the exact same reason that there are a lot of value stocks around, and it is basically the it is basically a comeback for value plays. So I think the STI would do well, and we've really seen it do extremely well in the first quarter of this year.
We're still meeting Mr. Terence Wong, the founder and CEO of Azure Capital, here on Money FM 89.3 to recap the first quarter of the year for Singapore markets. And in fact, we don't seem to be lacking of excitement at all, especially in the last few weeks, Terence. Over the last 3 weeks, we've seen major restructuring announcements at some of the biggest listed companies. At top of mind, we have the House of Jardine consolidating their two major holding companies. We have Capitaland last week saying, I'm going to do you one better, and we're going to create a new investment platform, CLIM, and move the investment platforms there to unlock some value. Why do you think the biggest companies here in Singapore have decided to do these moves now? And what kind of value could these two particular huge companies unlock based on these restructuring or this reshuffling, at least within their houses?
Well, these companies are clearly taking advantage of the crisis. Looking behind all these corporate actions, there's no doubt that management wants to emerge from the pandemic a lot leaner, a lot meaner. And this is positive, I feel, for the shareholders, whether it's for a more transparent corporate structure, in the case of Jardine, a further increase in operational and financial flexibility, or simply giving investors a choice to participate in assets which they are really keen on, as in the case of Capitaland. And in these cases, given the corporate actions undertaken, we have seen markets reacting very positively to it. Whether or not you like the deal, that has really woken up a very, very sleepy Jardine strategic or the Jardine group. And you can see it at one point. I think it is still ahead of the proposed $33 per share. For Capitaland, it has also gave it a little bit of a shove. Share price ran up to $4, which is close to the implied consideration of $4.10 per share in cash and scrip, you know, after the proposed corporate actions.
And so you mentioned it, whether or not people like the deal, but can I ask you, Terence, do you like these moves from these two particular companies?
I, as a past shareholder of Capitaland, you know, I was there since day one, a little bit struggling, but I think that this move is a positive one. Again, because if you look at the development part of the business, many analysts, fund managers, they do not appreciate it, but they prefer the more recurring portion of the business. So I think the Capitaland deal is actually a positive one. As for Jardine, if you look at the numbers, it is trading fairly significantly below its RNAV. So I'll let the shareholders, I don't own any Jardine shares, so I'll let the shareholders decide for themselves. And possibly that you mentioned earlier on, the Bermuda Corps.
All right. Fair enough, Terence. So again, we move to another element in Singapore's equity markets that seems to be heating up, and that's the IPO pipeline. Offers or initial listings on the SGX have picked up in recent times. We have Sunseap and possibly Pathologics Asia also looking at listings. Your thoughts on all this the pickup in activity and why it seems investors have become more confident? Is it just down to the improved market conditions and sentiment, or do you think there's something else that's actually encouraging more people to actually consider Singapore as a possible listing destination?
Well, I think the positive sentiment has a very big part to play, just as with IPOs from the past. Whenever you see a boom in the IPO market, it is because the markets are very, very good. The biggest boom I remember was in year 2000, where there were over 75 listings, you know, in that year. In like 9 to 10 months, there were 75 listings. That's an amazing period. And that was because the markets were extremely buoyant. Looking ahead, I think that as sentiments improve, there will be more companies looking for a listing in Singapore, which I think is great news. Mm-hmm. Because for far too many years, since I think 2014, with the exception of 2017. So from 2014 all the way to now, people are lamenting on how many good companies are being delisted from the exchange. Now I hope that, you know, we can be talking about some of the fresh new listings and some of the new exciting stories that will be entering our markets.
And finally, Terence, before we let you go, you know, we did hint at a rotation that's in the works here within Singapore. Heading into the second quarter, what sectors do you think might be worth tracking in terms of upside? Do you think we might be moving away from these current themes? And if so, are there any particular sectors that you personally might be thinking might be a little bit more interesting heading into April, May, and June?
Well, I think with the relaxation of measures, which is very positive, and that will lead to better sentiments, sectors that will benefit from locally driven, you know, consumption. That includes guys like office REITs, retail, land transport, food courts and restaurants. I think all of these should be under some, that should see some interest, even though admittedly many of them have already seen a pickup in stock prices. And also the chip maker, semicon plays were very hot in the second quarter, third quarter last year. Lost a bit of luster over the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. But I feel looking at some of the semicon giants out there like TSMC and Samsung, and they have announced that they will be spending north of US $20 billion. I think that that would have some impact on the little minions that we have in the semiconductor equipment or semiconductor space over in Singapore.
Well, we'll see how much longer we can call the likes of AEM and UMS minions, Terence. But for now, I'd like to thank you for spending time with us today on Money FM 89.3. This is Terence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. As always, I wish you and your loved ones, Terence, continued health and safety during these times. And we look forward to having you join us in the show next in the near future. Meantime, stay safe and hope you have a great shortened trading week ahead.
Great. Hear from you again, JP.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.